There's a Gemara in Ksuvos, Psalm of Beis, says a story about one of the a shidduch which was arranged between one of the Tanoim and the daughter of another Tano. And the arrangement was they're going to make the erusin, and he's going to go away to learn for a period of time. The Gemara says that he actually saw the kala, and he said, "You know what? She was motzachein beinob." He said, "Maybe we should make the period of time shorter." He saw her a second time. He says, "You know what? Why don't we do the nesuin now, and he'll go learn afterwards." Which he did. The Gemara says he was embarrassed from his father-in-law, because father-in-law might think that the reason why he's, you know, here is this person who, instead of going away to learn, he's busy being interested in his kala. So he's embarrassed from his father-in-law. So his father-in-law, Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, said, "You don't have to be embarrassed. You have the same wisdom and same knowledge and same understanding as the Kadosh Baruch Hu." Kadosh Baruch Hu says in Oz Yashir, that the Baruch Hu is going to make this mochon for his dwelling after they go into Eretz Yisrael and they're settled in Eretz Yisrael, they're planted as it were down in Eretz Yisrael, then we'll have the Mikdash. Then all of a sudden we have in Parshas Truma, we have Vasali Mikdash for Shachat B'Sechom, that the Baruch Hu says, "No, you know what? Why don't wait? Let's do it now." So because of the chiba that he had to be miskarbet to Klal Yisrael, he, as it were, decided to hasten the process. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara presents that the Rosh Hashanah had seemingly a plan A, which was that they were going to come together in the Mikdash after we go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rosh Hashanah has a plan B, where he says, under the circumstances, his chiba for Klal Yisrael, his desire for to be with Klal Yisrael, is so overwhelming that he decides he doesn't want to wait, he wants to do it immediately. So you need to explain what exactly was this, without getting involved in the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind, not changes his mind, but what were the two elements over here, why we should be, first, it should be in Eretz Yisrael specifically, and why it should then, be changed, that it should take place here in the Midbar. And Parshas Truma, it would seem to me that the final dwelling place of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mechon Shibtacha Olamim, is referring to the Beis Hamikdash, so that's going to be the final dwelling place. And the proper relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, settled in Eretz Yisrael, is the right vehicle for us to be able to have that chibur with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the proper relationship, etc. That would seem to me that that's where we're the way it's supposed to be. Instead, however, there's a Hebrew which is made with the Mishkan, which is portable. It's made for the period of time when they're traveling. It's not made for the final stage. And during that transition period, theoretically, there could have been not a need for such a relationship. But the Rosh Hashanah hastened the process and said, even right now, at this point in time, it's important for Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael should have that type of relationship, that he should have this opportunity to dwell amongst Klal Yisrael, even in the temporary state of travel, as opposed to waiting till the final result. We could suggest that the understanding of why that is so, according to Rashi's version, that this took place after Chet HaEgel. And after Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael needed to be reassured of the chiba which they have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, at that point in time, it was important for Klal Yisrael to give a vehicle of the dwelling, to show the chiba, that the chiba of Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Klal Yisrael, even after the Chet and the reconciliation, the chiba has not been lessened. It's important to stress that point. Rabbi Dibbler Zitzel suggests the same idea was by Chanukah. After we got the Mikdash back, which we lost it because of our Chatoy, and we got it back, the Fet Bershom put Nisim into the Mikdash. That showed his presence was dwelling there. That was very important to Klal Yisrael. That was a message that we haven't lost the favor in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, which we felt like we possibly would have felt like that due to the Chatoy which we've done. So that would be an explanation according to Rashi. According to Ramban, you're going to have to say a different pshat. The Ramban learns that Mishkan was in the works even before the Chet HaEgel, you're going to have to say a different pshat. But this message of the chiba for Kadosh Baruch Hu has a klai, so to the point that he dafka wants to give this message. Don't wait till the end, where we will get it. But immediately, Klai Yisrael has to hear that message of the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu. For Klai Yisrael, that's a very important message that we should take away from the parsha of the fact that Bereshit desires, as it were, to dwell amongst Klai Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.